This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. I am delighted to have back on the show, Kelly Welly. Welcome back.
Thank you. Hello. Very nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Kelly is a returning guest, and she is here to talk about her new album, Baby Ninja. But go back to season 2, episode 3, to learn a little bit more about Kelly and how she got into making music for kids. But for now, what have you been up to since the last time we talked?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's been a busy time. I guess it's busy for, you know how it is. You're busy doing all the various things you've got going. That's how it's been. I've been really trying to focus on just getting as much music out as I can. Had a standing session every week with my producer, Brian Dast, where we have been working on songs for this album that we're going to talk about today, but we're off and running on the next album as well. And I just finished a Halloween song that I'm excited to put out this year, in about a month, and just feeling like, I don't know, some sort of clock's ticking or something that I just got to get out the music as much as I can. And then aside from that, I've had this interesting little foray into film festivals with one of my music videos, Robots Don't Tell Jokes. Actually, also one that I had made by a stop motion animator and needle felting artist, Jules Bianchi, is Five Little Ducks. So both of those have been accepted into some film festivals, and that's been an interesting additional direction, I guess, to promote the music, and been fun.
Very cool.
Trying that out.
Yeah. A bit of multimedia going on here.
Yeah, it's been interesting. And just learning about making music videos too. I think as kindy artists, we're having to wear all these hats just because it's expensive to get to get all the things done. And so I guess one of the nice things about our genre in terms of music videos is that you can do kind of a homespun feel in your music videos, and that's almost nice. So it gives a little bit more of an opening to try different things yourself, and it's another fun creative avenue, I think, if you have the time. And
yeah, I love making music videos, and I love seeing how creative I can get with them. And there's so many tools out there. You know, you don't have to blow the budget to make a video when you got things like Canva and Animaker and things like that. And just, you can shoot really great videos on your own phone.
On your phone. Right.
Yeah. But it's so cool that you got into film festivals with yours.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, it's just a new thing to try, and I'm definitely encouraged other kindy artists to give it a shot. There's a lot of them, you know, there's a submission fee for most of them, which is similar to song contests and whatnot, which is a good way for them to weed out, you know,
who's truly interested.
Just submit everything. Yeah. Right. Who's truly interested. Exactly. But there are some that are not very expensive to enter, and lots of children's film festivals around the world. So that's just been kind of a neat thing to try.
Well, that's fun. All right. Well, we are here to talk about Baby Ninja. So this is your album. and much more, which we'll get into, but talk about the album and kind of what inspired you and how did you come up with the Baby Ninja theme?
Well, I have to say that it kind of, the album itself came together as a collection of songs that I just wanted to make. So I didn't necessarily go into it with the Baby Ninja theme and then form everything from there. I brought in songs that I wanted to make. And then once we had made a good chunk of the songs, that's when I felt like I knew that Baby Ninja should be the title track. And a lot came from there. But if I had to give an overarching theme for the album, it's really kids empowerment, and not empowerment in terms of giving them anthems or guidance or like activism, that sort of empowerment, but more a celebration of the power they already have and the ways that I think kids are maybe they're all that they're accomplishing in any given day is kind of taken for granted by adults because we've done it, but we've also forgotten what it's like, you know, to well, obviously to be babies, we forget what it's like to be babies. But if you just break it down, what a baby is accomplishing on any given day, it's kind of mind blowing, you know, all of the new skills that they're developing and all that they're enduring because they don't have any power. And just, you know, the ways that they're trying to communicate when they don't have words, it's just super cool, I think, to think about kids in that way. And then I just have tons of respect for kid brains anyway. So I wanted to really celebrate who they are and what they're doing just by being kids. So that's pretty much the theme of Baby Ninja.
Awesome. And before we get into the songs that we're going to feature from the album, talk a little bit about the comic.
Oh, yeah. Well, the comic came after the album packaging was done. And I decided that I wanted to try making a comic book. So decided that Baby Ninja should be the title track, the title of the album. And I had a few ideas. I was going to try to make myself into a ninja because I didn't want to like culturally appropriate, or, you know, I didn't want to try to be something that I wasn't. But I have a minor in Japanese. I studied in Japan and studied East Asian history and religions and things. So, do have a genuine connection to the culture, very genuine. Like, I mean, I studied German and Japanese in college, and Japanese was definitely the language that I felt most connected with, and the culture there. So it's kind of fun to think about different ways to do the artwork for Baby Ninja. Anyway, so it just wasn't working to make myself the Baby Ninja. And I didn't want to have like a little boy baby, your stereotypical boy baby as ninja. So I reached out to some artists and decided I wanted Baby Ninja to be a girl. And I wanted to find someone who could give her the life and spirit that is in the song. And I found this artist, Belen Toscano, out of Salem, Oregon. So she's about an hour south of me in the Portland area, who is just a very talented artist. She's young, and she gave me a bunch of different options for the character. And so we were able to kind of narrow down and find this character to represent the song or the story, you know, the character in the song, which is a story song. And then from there, I just wanted to do more, I guess. I wanted to do a music video animated, but that was going to cost like $17,000
yikes,
to do it right. And I just don't have that. But I have a Master of Publishing degree from my former life. where I did corporate publishing and made books for people. So making a comic book wasn't a huge stretch for me as far as doing the layout myself and all of that. It is a new genre in terms of publishing for me. And so that I tried to learn about how to use the proper fonts and the proper things that ways of doing the text in comic books. Like there are very specific rules. So I wanted to respect the art of comic books as well as to tell the story. So I'm really excited to have a comic book that accompanies the song Baby Ninja. And so the idea is that kids sit and read along with the comic book as the song is playing. And have I sent you one?
Not yet.
I need to send you. I'll send you. Love to read it.
And I think my 4-year-old will really dig that.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I will. And I've stuck in a little ninja headband with each one. So that's a big part of the experience, I think it's been so far. And it's been very fun to see kids enjoying it and going ahead and doing that, you know, reading along as the song is playing.
Well, what fun. That's such a cool idea to do a comic book off of an obviously strong character. I'm taken by the name because it just conjures up a fun image. And the illustrators did a really, really great job. So with comic book, I just have to ask because I've never been to one myself, but you went to Comic-Con, right, in San Diego? How was that?
Yeah, I just got back a couple weeks ago. It was amazing. It was just surreal to be there. I actually got to see Kenny Curtis there. He was there with his daughter promoting their book, Greeking Out. And that was really cool to get to meet him in person after talking online and then and the pandemic, you know, everyone's been apart. So that was really neat. But it's just a huge, massive event and so many cool costumes and just really neat how people come there, I think, to connect with other people who really want to be accepted and celebrated for who they are, no matter what that means, you know, and that this love of art, it's really a lot. I mean, it's a celebration of art in so many types of art. I went there kind of thinking about comic books, although I didn't go there for this comic book, but I was excited to learn about comic books more having just made this comic book. But it really is about video games and animation of all sorts and movies and comic books and cosplay and performance and so many different and music. Did I say music? Types of art. So, and we were there because of some film festivals. They have one film festival as part of Comic-Con and then a children's film festival, the San Diego International Children's Film Festival, played there as one of the events. And so my Robots Don't Tell Jokes music video was actually accepted into both of those film festivals. And so it was just a super neat opportunity to go and see that play on the big screen and do like the Q&A after as if I'm important enough to have any questions. But my kids went with my kids and my husband, who's been so supportive and awesome. My kids helped me make the music video stop motion that was in the fall festival. So it was really neat to have that experience together at such a cool event.
Very cool.
I learned about comic books too.
Awesome. Yeah. I was going to ask, is there going to be a second edition of Baby Ninja, or are you going to try it with maybe some future albums and fun
yeah,
characters?
Yeah, I have to think. I've thought about it. Like I called it Volume 1, kind of leaving that opening, but I don't have a
good
story
idea
yet. So I'll have to think about a story. Yeah. So the song, actually, do you want to talk about the song?
Yeah, let's dig into the featured songs, and what a perfect one to kick off with, Baby Ninja.
Segue, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of interesting I know you've been doing this series of 80s songs. That's been really fun to listen to all the artists you've brought in and all of the favorites that you've been recreating with your own spin. The song Baby Ninja did not start as a kid's song. And it kind of started, I started it probably not in the 80s, but in the 90s when I was just learning how to, or starting to experiment with songwriting. And it was called, I was calling it, I Should Have Been a Ninja, which is how the song starts and the lyrics. But the premise was more the perspective of a young woman in a dance club who's getting hit on by people who really just don't care about her, but are just hitting on her. So she's that I had kind of some very sarcastic lyrics, basically. But I had this melody that I thought was cool, and it just wasn't really going anywhere. And it didn't, you know, I could kind of relate to the character, but not fully. So then it just dawned on me one day, I should change this and see if it works as a kid's song somehow. And then that's how it kind of morphed into such a better song than it ever would have been if I tried to be the sarcastic grown-up songwriter. I mean, I'm plenty sarcastic, but Baby Ninja basically kicking ass is much more fun and interesting to me than the other option. So that's what brought about the story of Baby Ninja. And it's, as I said earlier, really a celebration of the amazing power of baby, all babies, and what they're really seeing and doing every day and how much they have to put up with. And then, of course, it's hopefully something that most new parents can relate to who just want to get some sleep.
So. Yeah, no, this is a good lesson to all artists everywhere. If you have a really good idea, store it away. Don't ever let it go.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
One day it'll come to life.
Yeah, yeah. And be willing and open to see it, look at it from different angles. I think I've now started to think of other songs where I had a melody that stuck with me. You know, I think I heard Bjork say that one time about how she knew if she had a good song was with if the melody kept coming back to her over time. And I feel excited about the possibilities more now when I realize, ooh, I can take some of those old ideas that I melodies that I wrote, you know, 20 years ago, and try to make them into a kid's song that is going to be much better than whatever direction I was going as a 20 something.
All right. Well, we have set this song up for quite some time here in the interview. So now we're going to play it.
Oh, no, it better be good.
Here it is, Baby Ninja by Kelly Welly.
Ninjas in my blood. You can tell by the way I woke you up and left you going, what? I should have been a ninja, taking on the fights. I should have been a ninja, maybe I'll start tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, I'll hide behind the bathroom door. 5, 6, 7, 8, I'll jump right over that baby gate. And I hear every single thing. I'm a baby ninja. Ha! I'm a baby ninja. is in my blood. You can tell by the way I flung my binky and left you going, no, no, no. I should have been a ninja, taking on the fights. I should have been a ninja, maybe I'll start tonight. A, B, C, D, I'll leap out of the clean laundry. E, F, G, H, I'll weave between the table legs. And I stick every single thing inside my mouth to check it out. I'll use all senses mapping out this whole place. I'm a baby ninja. Ha! I'm a baby ninja. Pow! I'm a baby ninja. Blam! I sneak through the house. I'll swish in and out. I'm stealthy. I'm a baby ninja. Ha! I'm a baby ninja. Ha! I'm a baby ninja. Bam! I sneak through the house. I'll swish in and out. I'll crawl like a ninja. Hi-ya!
Sleep.
And that was Baby Ninja, comic book star. All right, next song we're going to talk about is You're a Sunny Day, and this features Uncle Jumbo. Talk about this one.
Yeah, well, I think this is the third time I've asked Uncle Jumbo if he'll sing on one of my songs because I just love his voice so much. He has such a rich tone and beautiful quality, as well as his positive energy. So it's actually maybe good that it didn't work out before, because this felt like a really perfect song to do with him. So it's really a celebration again of just the joy that we can feel with our kids when we're just having fun and enjoying time together. I guess if I could make a music video, but I can't really afford to do it the way I want to do it. I am trying to make a music video, but it won't be the way I'd really like to do it. If I really could spend the money, I would love to be like in New York City and we're walking along with a little kid, just the kids, the star, of course, because they should be, and with the parents on either side, and we're just bopping down the street, sort of Staying Alive style, you know, really cool and fun. And then as we're going through the song, people playing different instruments would kind of pop out from the side and join behind us and just form this sort of fun band going along and celebrating the joy that kids bring. So that is what really the inspiration was behind the song. And I feel like really thankful that Uncle Jumbo was able to bring his energy to make it so much more rich than it would have been otherwise. So,
well, you're just a few, sunny day. You're a few steps from getting that video done. Just get yourself out to New York City, get some instruments, get a couple people.
Permits, all the things.
Good videographer, and make it happen.
I have another idea that's less expensive, so I'm working on that.
All right. Well, here it is. You're a Sunny Day, Kelly Welly featuring Uncle Jumbo.
Oh, you make me happy. Oh, you make me smile. Oh,
can lead the way. I'm happy dancing to your music. Let the sunshine play. Every time you laugh, you cut my miseries in half. You bring me joy, 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 joy. You make my heart light up. You make my heart light up, light up. You turn the gray into summer days, a so-so into A-OK. The autumn of it, there's a way. Of course there is.
You're a Sunny Day. Next song is called Water Baby. What is this one about?
Water Baby was inspired by my daughter, who is a water baby for sure. She wasn't born in the water, but we didn't have a home birth with water. But she's always obviously felt comfortable, almost more comfortable in the water than on land. And I am so the opposite of that. I have an irrational fear of water. Always definitely knew as a kid that there were sharks in all swimming pools. At least they were going to come out of the grate, which I think was in a James Bond movie. especially if everyone else was out of the pool and you're in the last person in the pool, then there are definitely going to be sharks that come out. So it was very important to me when I had my kids that I didn't pass my irrational fear onto them. And we got them into swimming lessons, and they're both my son and my daughter are very strong swimmers at this point. I'm really thankful and proud of that. Proud of them for the work they've put into that. But watching my daughter feel, or at least look like she's feeling so just happy to be in water, and knowing that that's something that is so foreign to me, made me really want to write her a letter basically about that and let her know that even though that's something I don't love doing, being in the water, I will go and do that with her because of the amazing joy that she exudes when she's in that space and having that sort of fun, and that rubs off on me. It's making me emotional. So it's not an emotional song, but it is definitely rooted in amazing love and awe.
Well, when she becomes an Olympic swimmer, you could tell the story all over again.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's to her. Here is Water Baby by Kelly Welly.
Thank you.
Hey there, water baby, I'll go with you, eh? I love watching you love your life. Floating like an otter at home in the water, and I'm amazed when I see the joy on your face. In the water, baby, swim, 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 swim.
And that was Water Baby. Next song, Superstar. Tell us about this one.
Superstar is definitely a love song, but we tried to give it kind of a Brandi Carlile treatment if we could, or, you know, aspiring to to that style. This song started out with the first line, which is there's a superstar in the alphabet. It's the first, well, for lines, I should say. There's a superstar in the alphabet. It's the first letter of your name, the one we gave you, as in your first name. And every time I hear it, my heart gives a little cheer. Then it goes on to talk about the moment each day when my kids were born. It's kind of a love letter to my kids. And how they're twins, so they came out at about the same time. And then a perfect point in the Earth's rotation, which is a celebration of their birthday. So it's really just some different ways to illustrate to them how pervasive, I guess, their the joy that they bring to me, how much that fills my daily life, and how many meaningful little things there are that I connect with that to them, and the people that they are. So it goes on to talk about, I think, my favorite part, which is where I say the luckiest person in the universe is the one giving tribute, and that's me as their mom, just basically kind of rocking out, trying to say how awesome it is to be their mom and how awesome it is to have them in my life. So I think it's stretched me a little bit in terms of the singing, getting to where I wanted to go, but it's kind of a mom anthem, I guess.
And it's something that they'll have for their whole life. So
I hope so. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here it is. Superstar by Kelly Welly.
There's a superstar in the alphabet. It's the first letter of your name, the one we gave you. Every time I hear it, my heart gives a little cheer. Oh, how I love you. There's a magic minute on the clock each day. A time for celebration of your wonderful face. The moment I first saw it, I knew I was forever changed. Oh, how I love you. There's a perfect point in the Earth's rotation. The anniversary of the jubilation I felt on the day that my baby was born. Oh, how I love you. Oh, I love you, and I always will, always will, and I always will. I love you, and I always will, and I always, always will. In case you ever doubt it, think I'm gonna shout it to the world. Weapon only you possess. Give me one little hug and now I'm powerless. No, I'm not the only one who'll ever feel this way. Can't believe I get
that was Superstar. All right, last song we're going to feature here is called When You Dance. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, this one's different. I wasn't sure if it was going to fit on the album or not. We had actually recorded it prior to the rest of the songs on this album, but it's a fun one that's more of a chant than a song that I open some of my shows with. So we decided to use a lot of percussion in behind clapping, and my daughter came in and did some clapping with me for this one. And I really wanted to invite some friends to come along and help sing about, well, sing and chant about how fun it is when people respond to your music, basically. When you dance, you feed my soul. When you sing, you feed my soul. When you laugh, you feed my soul, is the message in this song. And asked my amazing friend Nanny Nikki, as well as Stacy Peasley. I know. And Stacy Peasley.
And Stacy.
And Claudia Robin Gunn.
Wow, you got an all-star crew on this one.
I know. And I feel like they've become friends over the internet waves. I mean, Nikki and I, you know, I met you last year in person when I was there to meet her for the first time after we'd become such good friends. We have crazy things in common, and it's been a really interesting and serendipitous situation that she and I have connected. And Claudia, I just am dying to go to New Zealand to meet her and a lot of the artists down there. There's a lot.
You and me both.
Australia too, right? Let's just take a trip. I feel like we need some sort of a conference in between or something.
Yeah, like a festival or something.
Bring there's such an amazing group down there. So I was really thankful when she was able to sing on it as well. And then Stacy Peasley is somebody I've just really admired, and she feels like just a really good person and soul, but I love her voice and what she does. And so in addition to them, my producer Brian Dast, and then the drummer Blaine Heinonen for this album and the previous album, they did backing vocals as well. So, and Blaine did all the percussion for this one. So he brought in, he's got this crazy array of percussive tools. I'm sure most, you know, drummers probably have a lot of interesting things, but he's hilarious. And being in the studio when he's doing what he does is a blast. So he has like a jar with coffee beans in it that he pulls out, and then he'll bring out some interesting kazoo or some other, you know, African percussive instrument. So I just love how many different things he layered in there behind the chant. It's really a chant, like I said. And then, this is one last detail. Nikki suggested a little change at the end that really, I think, helped to bring up the energy at the end. So it's just a cool experience to collaborate with people, as you know, and to see what kinds of things they bring. And it seems like it usually makes whatever it is you're working on better to have, especially when they're like-minded in the kids' realm, you know, that energy that they bring and the joy too. I guess joy is a theme. So When You Dance.
This is an absolutely awesome crew. And let's play it. Here it is, When You Dance by Kelly Welly featuring Nanny Nikki, Stacy Peasley, and Claudia Robin Gunn.
When you dance, you feed my soul, my friend. When you dance, you feed my soul. When you dance, you feed my soul, my friend. When you dance, you feed my soul, my friend, my friend. Yeah, yeah, my friend, my friend. Yeah, with the joy you show, you feed my soul. When you dance, my friend. When you sing, you feed my soul, my friend. When you sing, you feed my soul. When you sing, you feed my my soul, my friend. When you sing, you feed my soul, my friend, my friend. Yeah, yeah, my friend, my friend. Yeah, yeah. With the joy you show, you feed my soul. When you dance and you sing, my friend. When you laugh, you feed my soul, my friend. When you laugh, you feed my soul. When you laugh, you feed my soul, my friend. When you laugh, you feed my soul, my friend, my friend. Yeah, yeah, my friend, my friend. Yeah, yeah. With the joy you show, you feed my soul. When you dance and you sing and you laugh, my friend.
And that was When You Dance. All right, well, that wraps up our album feature. The album is called Baby Ninja, along with a comic book. So, Kelly Welly, tell everybody where they can find, stream, download your music, where they can find the comic, and how they can connect with you.
Yay, thank you again for having me and for allowing me to talk about these songs and just for all that you do to celebrate other kids artists. It's really amazing and generous and just fun to talk to you as well as to be part of your series. I am at kellywelly.com, first of all. So that's a great place to go and find everything from there. But all of the music is on the various streaming places. So definitely love for Pandora and Apple Music and some of the places that give a little bit more love to us artists. Bandcamp. It's on Spotify and all those places as well. And you can get the comic book either directly from me through my website, or you can find it on Amazon, my first foray into selling a book on Amazon. The album can be attached to the comic book. So the idea is that the full package is the CD affixed to the front of the comic book and it comes off easily enough, doesn't damage the comic book. And that is $20, but also you can, it comes with a download QR code in the comic book. So you, if you don't do CDs anymore, you can just do it that way. You can also just buy the comic book itself, again, with the QR code. So it comes with the full album, or you can, you know, find the album on its own. But the idea is to sing, read along as you listen to Baby Ninja, and then hopefully enjoy all the rest of the songs on the album. Was there another question?
I think that was it.
Oh, connecting with me.
Oh yeah. You're in, how can they find you on social media and all that good stuff?
Yeah. Kelly Welly Kids, K-E-L-L-I, W-E-L-L-I Kids on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, all the places.
Very good. All right. Well, Kelly Welly, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing all the amazing things you've been up to, and best of luck with the album and all of your other projects you've got coming up.
Thank you so much, and the same to you.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.